First of all, welcome everyone. Welcome Ayush. Today we have Ayush with us, who is the founder and CEO of Huddl. Ayush, the stage is yours. Feel free to introduce yourself first, and then we'll get started with the questions and answers.
Absolutely. So, a quick introduction about myself. I am Ayush. I'm one of the co-founders and CEO of Huddl01. At Huddl01, what we are building is essentially Zoom for Web3. That means video conferencing for Web 3.0. Utilizing all the crypto economic primitives like NFTs, DIDs, as well as verifiable credentials, and leveraging all the Web3 infrastructures which have been built, like Filecoin, Lifepeer, IPFS, to give a much more immersive social experience of the platform itself. So essentially, before Huddl, I have been into product and growth over the last 5 years. So understand how the applications are actually being built in the Web2 world, and using a lot of things from there in terms of the nuggets of how to grow things and also how to build products has been my journey into the Web3. So my journey in the Web3 has been very interesting now that I connect the dots backwards. Essentially, I started off being a performance marketer. That means more towards Google AdWords, SEO, and all the other things. But soon I realized after working in the field of growth as well as performance marketing for a while, I understood that the way we are doing advertising is not great. There could be a better way to solve these things. And that's when in 2019, I stumbled upon a very, very cool application built over blockchain called as Brave, which is a competitor to Google Chrome itself. And that's when I realized that, hey, you know what? You can actually not target people and not track them 365 days, 24/7 to show them ads. There's a better way to do that, essentially by rewarding them based on the time they spent. So essentially just an in machine learning, they just track you based on whatever you have written on Google or DuckDuckGo. That's it. They don't track your JavaScript. They don't track which cookies you had in the previous site and stuff like that. And you also get rewards for that in the terms of BAT token, which is basic attention token. Hence, the first token which I held was not Bitcoin, not Ethereum, but basic attention token. So yeah, that was my entry into the blockchain space. And yeah, now we started off Huddl. It's been 1.5 years. We are a team of 20 people now, and we have built the product. It's live. A lot of people are showing love to it. And yeah, that's about it.
Thank you, Ayush. Thanks a lot for that intro. I think your journey has been pretty different from others over here. We all started with APC or EAT somewhere down the line. But I mean, like, your journey, as you said, right, it's pretty different. I think what you're doing now, it carries the essence from your journey, what you have experienced over the people. So, yeah, welcome. Let's get started with the first one. Okay, the first one is, can you explain, why do you think something like a decentralized communication kind of application is required, like something like Zoom for Web3, which is harder? What could be the pros and cons of it, and why do you think it is required at this moment?
Great question, Nirvik. I think before answering that question, I'll go back a little while of how we started Huddl. So essentially, it started off in ETH Global, where Protocol Labs as well as Ethereum Foundation itself did that hackathon where essentially what we saw was that everybody was a proponent of Web 3.0 decentralization and stuff, but ironically all the meetings were happening over Zoom, and that's it. That was the major intention behind that time, where we're like, hey, you know what, can we just try to remove all these servers in between and try to run a call which is peer-to-peer? That means there are no servers involved in between. And hocus pocus, we played around with WebRTC, and we were able to build a peer-to-peer video conferencing platform. And then we added a layer of Filecoin just for fun, that, hey, you know what, let's try to decentralize recording itself. So it was just a kind of child imagination that let's try to plug in all the different things. And that's where we added Filecoin as a layer of recording. And we saw that people loved it because, number one, there was a lot of privacy. Your calls were not getting unencrypted. Your calls were not going through a server, which was a black box in itself. And people were able to be more freely able to communicate. and also store all those data not over a black box like S3 or Glacier, but on something like a decentralized storage network of Filecoin, which is cryptographically secured. That means any kind of recordings which you do over Filecoin, over IPFS, over Arweave, these are cryptographically secured. That means nobody could decrypt your data at the end of the day. So that's how Huddle started. Now, coming to your question exactly, so once we started seeing that, that's where we ran backwards from seeing what people want and what the market and what has been missing right now. So in fact, one of the ethos and one of the primitives of Huddle itself is NFTs. And we went very, very deep into NFTs itself. That means we actually understand NFTs as the most expressive form of crypto primitive, which will ever exist in the crypto. It's so much expressive in itself, and this leads to the upcoming complete new era of digital identities in itself. And that's how ENS came into picture, that's how Unstoppable Domain came into picture, and that's why people have Nirbik.eth, Ayushranjan.eth, Ayushranjan.soul, and stuff like that. So this is something which we have been seeing, that there is a new kind of digital identity coming up. That means it's a parallel economy. It's not something where we are competing with Zoom, but it's something which was completely missing now, which is having a communication platform where your digital identity can be able to communicate with each other. That's one. Second is that the passwordless future. That means you don't require passwords now. You don't require a Google authentication now. That's what you do on Zoom. That means once you authenticate yourselves via Zoom, your email, your date of birth, your name, everything actually gets to the servers of Zoom itself. That could be completely changed. That is completely changing Huddle itself right now. You don't need to sign in via any Google account. You just go, you have a MetaMask, bam, you're inside. And now you can use any name. It could be your pseudonymous name. It could be your completely anonymous name. It could be your completely real name, which you want. So you're completely free for that. And now you can use those. Now the MetaMask is so powerful itself that now in your wallet, you can use it both as a profile, but also as something where you can use it as an NFTs, as an avatar. So at Huddle, I have an NFT. Right now, I have NFT from Solana, but this is not validated that this is the NFT of Ayush, but you can do that in Huddle itself and stuff like that. So essentially, yeah, it's more of the digital identities communication, which was missing. Second was the passwordless future. And third was more on the lines of how your overall coordination has been missing in the space of Web3 communication. So yeah, these are the things which made us realize that there are micro markets which are emerging, like NFT communities, the DAOs, the new toolings which are happening, and which will require something like this. And with DeFi being the first cycle which led to that humongous growth of crypto in itself, but nobody predicted. Even Vitalik, I was just reading the blog, he was also a bit perplexed that, hey, NFTs, no one predicted at the time when Ethereum was even built that NFT would be so, so big. But we now believe that if crypto needs to go to the billion people, you need to merge NFTs with socials itself. And what best way to do that than using NFTs with synchronous communication platform itself and building something which is so immersive that people just love it. Yeah.
Thank you, Ayush. I think that was pretty detailed. And I love the idea of, you know, the single sign-on options, right? And I think a lot of applications on, you know, on Web3, or especially on Ethereum, right? That's the beauty about it. It has one single sign-on option. And it has changed how we perceive things. Because earlier, we used to have Google authentication, Gmail login, Facebook login. And they used to track all the data. And now you have something like MetaMask, where you can simply use it to log in into your Ethereum account and access any application that is built on top of Ethereum, right? And that's pretty magical. I would love to understand, like, and I've seen this, that on your platform itself, you have two different options. One is that is sign in from MetaMask, and the second one is sign in from email. What is the percentage difference between that? Have you seen more people signing in from MetaMask versus email? How do you think this UX has worked for you? Because why I want to hear that is basically, we are accustomed to to log in through email, right? All our life, we have used emails to log in into platforms. How that has changed, and why you have also given options where they can choose between MetaMask versus email. What has been the first choice for people on your platform?
Yeah, so great question, Elbek. So right now, the option of sign in via email is not there, but it's more like that you can put your email, which is an optional feature. You don't need to go into Huddle right now and you have to force your email into it. It's completely optional. But here's the interesting part. We have been seeing that less and less people are actually typing in their emails itself. And that is why we are deprecating email itself. Like email as an option, that interview to email, which is right now even optional, will also be deprecated now. We won't be using that anytime now. The only thing we'll be using is a multi-chain wallet now. So MetaMask is great, but now we are seeing a lot of people from Solana coming that, hey, you know what, can we have Phantom wallet? The people are coming from the Bitcoin community like, hey, can we have Stacks? And something like AVAX. So wherever NFTs are actually booming up, all those people need something now to communicate and to just have that complete, that tribe mentality in itself that, hey, the token gated space is happening. So we did something similar with Pudgy Penguins. They loved it actually, and they're still using it. Is I think one of the team members of ours is also here, Bobby. He's also having a little Pengu. So essentially, what it is there is a normal Pudgy Penguin can enter the room, which is pudgy.huddle01.com, and can have a gala time with all the other Pudgy Penguins who are there. That means only the 8,888 penguins can come there and have a chat, because it's authenticated by their MetaMask. So you can only come in if you have Pudgy. If you don't, you cannot. And we give them an immersive experience. That means there's an igloo, there's a Pengu inside the background itself. So it's not like a normal default platform, but a platform which has many, many things which makes them feel like at home. So yeah, I think this is how we are going about it now.
That is awesome. I think I have never heard something like that, where these kind of communication applications are built, you know, something around NFTs or something like that. I mean, like, the creating that experience for these communities, that has probably changed a lot of things. And it also creates a feeling for the community also, because they feel like it's something only for them, right? So that makes them feel special by holding those penguins. I hold MAYC myself. And I would love to see if, you know, someday BAYC creates that space using Huddle, right? And if you reach out to these people who are new to Web3 and new to a platform like this, what has been their reactions overall?
I think some of the things which they really... So Huddle has a myriad of features. Like, we have a lot of things on Huddle which haven't been explored yet. Because there is an exploratory phase which a lot of people are having with Huddle, and that's not a behavioral shift itself from Google Meet to Huddle itself. There are some really good power users of Huddle who have completely shifted to Huddle right now. But essentially, the things which really fascinates them is using their digital identities itself as a kind of communication itself. We have seen that FOMO happening a lot, where essentially there are four people on call. If two people have NFTs and an ENS name, if the other two don't have it, they get it and buy it. That because they're like, hey, we also need to show it and stuff like that. And another emergent behavior we are seeing is people don't switch on their videos now. Anyway, we had been seeing that overall because of the COVID situation, the Zoom had exploded a lot, but also proportionally, people had started to switch off their videos itself. Because it was so much of a device fatigue. All of us were always on the desk, sitting, and then you have to force, like if you're in school or a college, you were forced to switch on your videos itself, because are you attending the class or not? And people didn't like that itself. And now we are seeing a complete role reversal, where people, though they have an option to switch on their video, they don't want to switch it on, because they believe that their digital identity in itself has much more myriad features as compared to their physical identity itself. And they want to show that very proudly itself. Same goes for your MAYC, or it goes for Bobby's NFT, which he has right now. And this is what we are seeing right now. And even the overall dApp list community, the way they have their own PFPs itself, they love it. They find it as an as their own identity in itself. And this is what we are seeing. But a complete behavior shift is something will happen once you get the overall holistic experience of a platform. That means you can use it on web. You can also use it on mobile. Because right now, the shift from Meet or Zoom to Huddle should be 10x better or 10x much more experiential. That's there in case of web. But for they also need that on app, because a lot of people are mobile in nature and they want to have it on their mobile app as well. And that's why Huddle also is having a mobile app, which is coming in next 7 days, where they will be able to use it on mobile phone itself. Now it will be a 360 experience for them, and the shifting will become much, much more easier. So right at this moment, Huddle has clocked 10,000 meetings in total across many NFT communities, across many creator economies, places across many schedulers like Cal.com, Meet with Wallet, Web3, Calendly in itself, and stuff like that. So yeah, we're seeing some interesting things ahead.
Awesome. I think this was more of like alpha for people here. I'm pretty sure. I'm like, first of all the best for the launch that is coming up in 7 days. And I would be, I am a Huddle user. I am personally. And I've been using it for my meetings. One thing that I'm more curious is about, can we do live streaming? Like, can we use Huddle for live streaming the talk from there to any other platform? Is it possible today?
Yes, actually it's possible right now. So that's why we use LivePeer for that. So essentially, we have built the Huddle itself. So like if I give you an example right now, so AirMeet is a very good experiential platform, but the infrastructure of AirMeet, as far as I remember, is Agora. So Agora is an infrastructure in itself. But for Huddle, and that's where we were deep dived into the core engineering part of things, where we built the infrastructure ourselves. So Huddle is completely built ground up from by our development team, because we wanted to integrate a lot of these fascinating and very emerging and very useful protocols built from 2017 itself, which are all these Web3 protocols and infrastructures like Filecoin and LivePeer. So as we use Filecoin for recording, we use LivePeer for live streaming. So essentially right now, if you go into Huddle, if you are a host, you can live stream the call onto YouTube itself, number one, and also onto any other player itself. So for example, DappList wants to live stream right now. So DappList can live stream either onto YouTube or also onto and customized HLS player of its own. So an HLS player which is completely in the background, has the same color scheme or design theme or design system of DappList, those people can also, so this is the way you can also do live streaming at Huddle. We need to fine tune the tech a bit more so that it looks, the latency decreases a lot. Right now it's around 25 to 30 seconds, milliseconds, seconds actually. And we need to do that to 5 seconds. But yeah, it's already live right now. People can use it.
Awesome. I think that sounds pretty interesting, because I was curious about this because we host these sessions and all a lot of initiatives that we are working on, right? We can definitely leverage Huddle somewhere in our programs, because we want people to have, use these kind of applications so that they get used to or get accustomed to, or even like learn about new applications, right? So I'm like, yeah, we would love to try that as well. Now coming to the last question, which is basically, so you're using LivePeer for the live streaming and Filecoin for saving the data and all those things. I'm like, what do you think, you already have NFTs to showcase as profile pictures. How a generation shift you are seeing, where people are changing, like our thoughts, how we used to perceive information, how we used to consume them. How is it changing? How the cultural shift is coming? And where do you think in next 6 months we will be like? Will people be using more of decentralized platforms versus centralized? How do you think in next 6 months the ecosystem would look like, and keeping Huddle in the center of it?
I think great question, and yeah, I have to think about it in terms of how it will look in 6 months. It's a very fascinating thing to think about. The crypto is moving at such an astonishing pace. And with all the things happening right now, even in the space of where, for say, what happened with the ApeCoin itself and what is happening with all the other things, I think fascinating stuffs are happening. But in terms of the cultural shift, I really believe that NFTs in itself are culture, and culture will be the next big cycle. So it's very similar to how Supreme is. Supreme is a brand which I use. It's not that I wear a brand of Supreme t-shirt because of its quality. I wear the quality of Supreme because it imbibes the culture of New York skaters of 1980s. So essentially, it's a very powerful thing itself. And that's where I believe that that network effect will take a long time, but cultural shifts will start happening now. So essentially, there will be a lot of hotbeds of culture itself where initial hotbeds of culture will drive adoption itself. And that initial hotbeds of culture have started happening in the realm of NFTs itself, where a lot of NFTs, now people have become so aware that you cannot just launch an NFT and do a merchandise drop. You need to provide some utility with it. And there are a lot of smart people who are founders who are actually going to the NFT space, and they realize it. And since it's a bottom-up approach, so community also is very smart now. And they ask for the utilities at a very fast pace. And you cannot just do multiple merchandise drops and you're like, hey, I'm done. It needs to grow at a faster pace. And that's where I believe that asynchronous and synchronous platform itself, and that's why we're seeing that decoupling of Discord happening. We are seeing a decoupling of Zoom happening by Huddle itself. So both asynchronous and synchronous communication platforms will start changing. And as we have been seeing that, the people don't like that OAuth functionality. People don't like that password functionality. People want a passwordless future. People want a future which is in which their digital identities could thrive more in itself. And essentially, going forward, such kind of smart contracts written in such a way that even the nation states can't overturn it over time. That means it's your fundamental right in itself. So that's what I believe will happen. And initially, I think this is the first step towards a holistic 20-year-old game of where digital nation states might start evolving in itself. But yeah, interesting time set. And I think in the next 6 months, with upcoming of all these Lens protocol, DSO, like all these layer one blockchain for social media, Lens, which uses NFTs in itself as an architecture of both in the infrastructure level, also in the profile management level, I believe that Aave team, Stani leads the Lens protocol department. DSO is also doing something fascinating, and Huddle being at the center of it, because it's already built, it's already live, it already has 10,000 people who have used it so far. We just need to it's like switching the gears, building an immersive platform itself, having a mobile phone, and then using all these different tool sets which are evolving at an astonishing pace, and then making the usability much more better in itself. So the short answer is that we don't use all the protocols of Web3 directly, because we believe that decentralization is great, but you need to do that progressive step in itself, and that usability should be way better and way different as it was in the Zoom. Right now, MetaMask does that because you get it's way powerful than OAuth, the Google authentication. There's a passwordless future. You can use it as a profile pic. Filecoin does that because it's much more cheaper than like Amazon S3. And it's also much more secured. You can own that data itself. LivePeer will do that because LivePeer right now is decentralized itself. It's cheaper right now, but it's not as fast in terms of transcoding as compared to the centralized solutions. So that's why we are seeing that once all these protocols start to become much, much more matured, Huddle already is live, and Huddle will be at the forefront of people saying that, hey, you know what, now I'll use it, because this experience is unmatched. It's not that it's better, it's way different. It's like a new economy in itself coming all together, which is not dependent on the market forces like COVID, but actually something which is emerging fast, which cannot be stopped, like the identities which we have, the digital identity itself. So yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm waiting for the day when, you know, my my MFIC can do the talking on the screen instead of me. I think that would be something pretty different experience. Although I know it's pretty far, but I'm waiting for that future where I am at the back of the screen, but nobody can see me, but my MFIC is talking on the screen.
Oh yes. Actually, in that, so I'll do a small spoiler alert as well. We haven't disclosed it yet, but I think since we are here, essentially what we are also doing is that it's an NFT AR filter which is coming up, where essentially it's not just an avatar. That means a circle of your face just talking, like it's happening right now itself. It's more like it will be your head, it will be your like all the body, but the face will be completely swapped by the NFT itself. So like an NFT is an AR filter where the way you move, it will move in the same direction itself. So that's something which is coming up now, which we believe will be like a snap AR filter, but validated by your MetaMask. That means it's yours NFT. It's your NFT. Yeah.
So I'm waiting for that then. And it was great having you over here on this session. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Ayush, for taking out time.